Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
So we're going to get right to talking about disturbances and terror that's taking place on the earth. But first, we're going to go to what took place just this weekend at Lakewood Church in Houston with Pastor Joel Osteen. What we've been talking about, how we have to begin to protect our congregations and our church, just like what we just showed you took place with John Hagee's church, took place just this weekend in Houston. Take a look.
We are learning more about the group behind a protest at Lakewood Church this morning. So six people were kicked out, then arrested. It all happened after heckling Pastor Joel Osteen. Now, the incident made for some very tense moments inside the megachurch. Eyewitness News reporter Tracy Clemens is live with why some churchgoers were afraid when this all happened. Tracy?
Yeah, Natasha, this was part of an organized effort by the Church of Wells. It's a small church community outside the Lufkin area that is considered by some to be a cult. Houston police tell me the six men who were arrested here at Lakewood and charged with criminal trespass were part of a group that tried to do something similar about a month ago, and they were told then not to come back.
A screaming man interrupted the opening moments of Joel Osteen's sermon this morning.
You kind of thought he was catching the Holy Ghost or something.
But it was a heckler, and then another, and another.
And the fourth guy was probably about six, seven spaces from him, and he jumped up screaming, "Shame on you, Joel, shame on you, Joel."
There were six of them in all. Anwar Richardson recorded this video of security carrying one out before he and his family walked out.
I realized that it was concerted effort. They were going to disrupt the service, but I just didn't know what the end was going to be. Was the end going to be Charleston? Was the end just going to be a protest?
The Richardsons were visiting from Austin. This was their first time at Lakewood. Anwar says it was also the first time he's ever been scared at church.
All I can think of is you don't know what's going on, and I just can't wait to find out.
Lakewood spokesman Donald Iloff Jr. tells us the hecklers were part of a church group from the Lufkin area called the Church of Wells. It's a group with strict doctrine that's often described as a cult. HPD says they were protesting Joel Osteen and his teachings. Longtime Lakewood member Casey Eaglin says he believes it may be related to last week's Supreme Court decision on same-sex marriage.
And Joel, he doesn't really preach admonishment. He more preaches love. And a lot of people don't like that. They want him to be all about fire and brimstone, not the love message, and they choose to attack.
I reached out to all of the leadership listed on the Church of Wells website. None of them responded to my emails. Coming up in the next half hour, you'll hear what people are saying about how Pastor Joel Osteen responded to the heckling and how he kept going. Reporting live at Lakewood Church, Tracy Clemens, 13 Eyewitness News.
That's so important because reality is when you are there and your family is in those kind of instances, you don't know what's going to happen. And this man was very wise. And we're starting to see this happen again and again. We got to begin to ask, cry out to God and say, Lord, you know, what's going on? How did it get here? Lord, what do we need to do? And the Lord, this is what the Lord is saying. The Lord is saying, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then I'll hear from heaven and I'll heal their land. I mean, that's where we are right this very moment. It's not time for us to wave the flag. It's time for us to put on sackcloth and ashes and say, Lord, you know, we've sinned against you. And when you think about it, Lord, we're going to share with you a prophetic word after the break coming up in just a moment. But first, we want you to see how significant these words are that are coming to pass. Tourists are in Tunisia, just out there enjoying themselves on the beach. And all of a sudden, an ISIS member, a radical jihadist, comes out there and begins to murder and kill. What you're going to see is you're going to see the viewpoint of a Tunisian who has his camera with him. And I want you to sense what's going on. I want you to watch what's going on so we can be alert. It's like, Lord, we don't want this to happen again in Tunisia. We don't want this to happen again in the world. We have to cry out for that because we're going to begin to see that in our streets and in our places of work and all. If we don't wake up and respond to what's happening. Take a look. This is straight from a cell phone camera in Tunisia where 38 tourists were murdered on the beach as they were sunbathing. Take a look.
Thank you. in there. عنده قنابة صوتية هذا. اوجي لهنا اوجي قم بصوتي في الناس سمعته بس ما فيش اسعاف يا اسكم علاش هكا علاش تقتل في الناس علاش تقتل في الناس علاش تقتل في الناس علاش يا ويلك يلا عاود وينو يجاوب يجاوب وفعلي كرتوش وفعلي كرتوش عنده كقبلة عنده كقبلة يا حاكم يا حاكم وفعلي كرتوش علاش تقتل في الناس علاش يا علاش خويا علاش الناس كانت قاعده سيح نهار جمعة حرام عليك نهار جمعة حرام عليك يا الله بقتلوا الراس عنده قنبلة عنده قنبلة عنده قنبلة هاو هاو نويسكو اشنو تيس التليفون ولا حاجة بالك ريتو تايس تليفون تايس تليفون ولا حاجه لهنا تايس تليفون ولا حاجه سيد سياح ميت الاسعاف وين الاسعاف عنده قنبلة صوتية سايب الكلام يضرب
One man, one God, one gun, one man, one gun, this much mayhem in Tunisia. 38 murder while they're on the beach. Listen, prophetically, God is speaking to us about this before it happened, and we want to be able to share that with you. And Homeland Security now has produced shooter preparedness for America. Something's going on. We need to ask God, God, what it is and what we need to do.
It's just such a tragedy what we saw take place just a couple of days ago in Tunisia. And the Lord has shown a lot of us this is coming to America, and we're beginning to see it. And understand that we wrestle against not flesh and blood, so it's not about people. It's not even about religions. It is about Lucifer. It's a spiritual battle. And so you don't have to connect people. You got to say, well, this person doesn't know that person, so this couldn't happen. How could these folks show up at Joel Osteen's church, and what would they have to do with anything happening in Tunisia? Because the devil, you know, people that are taken over by a religious spirit or by a evil spirit or whatever, you know, that wants to do harm, it's the same devil. It's the same devil. And so with that, you think about that. The Lord showed me very specifically when he said he wanted us to do, you know, VFN TV, the daily radio program. He said, he showed me very specifically America's southern border under attack. Show me people with guns coming up on the shores of America in the sand, just like we just saw in Tunisia. I mean, he showed me that. Then he showed me that truth is the answer. The resolution is not guns and anger and rage. It's the truth of God. God wants us to turn back to him. He can stop us from breathing right this moment. He can take our air from us right now, our spirit from us. He wants us to actually turn back to him. I mean, you think about how important this is at a time like this. And very specifically, the Lord showed me that it was on the beaches, just like you saw in Tunisia, what was taking place. And then, Amber, my daughter, the Lord gave her a dream very specifically of just like a tidal wave. And also Pat had this dream, like a tidal wave coming towards, you know, America. And I want you to hear this. When you think about what you just saw in Tunisia and think about what the Lord said to her and said to Pat in his time, it's like we have to prepare ourselves. I mean, even Homeland Security is putting up, you know, videos about shooter preparedness. And the thing about it is, how do we stop all this? We turn back to God. Listen to this prophetic word and think about what you just saw from that man's cell phone camera on Tunisia a few days ago, where 38 people were murdered while they were just laying on the beaches out there, just innocently taking some time in the sun. Watch this.
I was standing on a beach, and there was this huge wave coming, probably like 10 stories high or something. It was huge. And I'm just standing there, and it's like the wave is stopped at the shoreline, but the water is still moving. It's like constantly flowing, but it's the wave is just standing there waiting. And I see in the water, there's like people swimming in the wave and boats sitting. Like I remember boats being in the wave and like on top of the wave, just floating and doing whatever.
Like 10 stories up.
Yeah. And of course they look really tiny. So all these little, I just remember little white boats all in the thing. And then I'm standing on the beach and people are like partying on the beach. And like, I remember I could just see through the houses that were on the beach, and people were partying in the houses, you know, like drinking and dancing and all that kind of stuff. Like they didn't even know that the wave was there waiting to crash onto their houses or in their parties and whatever. And then I'm like, oh my gosh, I need to run because I'm about to die. Like I remember thinking that. So I literally start running and I'm like, trying to tell people, but nobody's paying attention. So I just start running and going, and then
So you're looking at very specifically about that's what happened in Tunisia.
Yeah.
That's the things the Lord has shown us that's going to be taking place. Before this, God says, I will reveal a matter. I'll speak to you in your sleep in a dream. I'll begin to speak to you and reveal to you through prophecy, but specifically, you know, night vision, seeing what's happening before it happens so we can pray that it doesn't happen. But when it does happen, we knew the Lord told us this was going to go on. And what we've been seeing is this is going to happen in America. When I think about Rick Joyner and the you know, ISIS is in America, is the prophetic warnings. I think about Kamal Saleem, you know, who said specifically that the Border Patrol, U.S. Border Patrol, told him, it was reported that over 450,000 radical jihadists have come into America, according to Kamal Saleem with Qum Ministries. And with that, you're looking at one man, one gun, and doing that much mayhem in Tunisia. You're looking at South Carolina and Emmanuel
AME
Church. You know, one man stayed with the fellowship for 1 hour, and then he killed nine Christians, nine fellow citizens in America that were gathered for a Bible study, including the pastor and a state senator. One man. And you look what just happened at Joel Osteen's and Lakewood Church. You saw what happened. We just showed you with John Hagee's church, Cornerstone Church. We've got to begin to think about security, but also we got to think about, ask ourselves the question, why do we need security? What happened that this is, we got to realize this, God is in complete 100% control. The Lord says, when these things happen, when we see these things happen, that we need to look up and call out to him and say, Lord, you know, why are these things happening? Why are they happening? And then to listen to what he says. When I saw that shooter, when I saw the video, you know, of the Tunisian man who was on the beach, right, you could just see that. And we wanted you to see that and feel that, because that's exactly what it's like. It's not real.
It's not a
video game. And we had a program talking about, you know, this is the title of it, and we'll make it available to you. Are we reaping the fruits of hours spent on role-playing video games where murder, rape, rebellion towards authority is the norm? You got to see that program, because if you look at this video we just showed you, which is real, and you look at the video games that how many millions are playing? Millions
of people. Millions.
They sold over almost $1 billion worth a day after the the shooting at the in Navy base in Washington, D.C. I mean, they're just all over the place. And but the thing about it is, even though that looked like the game, it was not a game. It was real. And 33 million have that game, playing that game every day, or hours spent on that game. And the one that did the shooting was playing that game. If you talk to the
Navy Yard, right?
Navy Yard. If you talk to police officers and you talk to military, they'll tell you, we train virtually like this.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a training when you see that. And we get back, we want to be able, for this break, I want to show you that Homeland Security knew this day was coming. And I don't see our leadership helping. I see them hindering what's happening with Israel, what's happening with the Constitution, what's happening everywhere. But I do feel this, you know, Jehoiakim was a king that got over Israel. But you know how he got there? He was placed there. That name means God set man. There's nobody that has one up over on God. You know, when you're having difficulty and things are happening, we got to ask ourselves, God, what's happening? You know, what's happening? Have I done something in my life that is inappropriate? Have I done something wrong? Have we done something as a people? Has historical leadership done something evil that we need to repent for? God, whatever it is, I'm yours, whatever we need to do. I mean, even Ahab put on sackcloth and ashes, and God heard him, and God stopped the destruction that he was going to do. This is the God that we serve. He's, if you don't have your attention, he's got my attention.
Hello.
And we get back, I want to show you how Homeland Security knew this day was coming, and you'll be surprised at what you see. We are talking about the terror that's from Tunisia to America, what God is beginning to what God has said and what we're beginning to see unfold. And remember, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness in heavenly places, Ephesians 6:12. And so, but that evil spirit uses human beings. And so, but still, the only way you can deal with that evil root is spiritually, is praying and repenting and asking God to deal with it and pray, you know, for your enemies, not against them. And it doesn't matter what side of the issue that you're on. But if in fact you respond in the wrong way, in other words, you could be on the right side of the issue, but have a wrong heart towards it. You know, you can have a a political view. You can have a religious spirit view. If that's how we're responding to something, we're still on the wrong side of it. We're supposed to have a love view that God is in control, that God forgives. Remember, he forgave us. The question is have we been about the Father's business? Do we have grape stains on our fingers, and do we have vineyard soil on our feet? Mm-hmm. Jesus told us very specifically that we better be found about the Father's business when we come back. And, you know, to be frank with you, it's hard to find hardly anybody, very few people in America that are involved in the Father's business. Then we see people involved in the religious business. We see people, a lot of people. I mean, think about it. 81% of Christians, according to George Barna, who attend church on a regular basis, don't even pick up their Bibles at all, much less read them.
Right. And of the 19% that do read the Bible, only 3% feel that they're responsible for their own spiritual development.
Right. So you think about it. So there's no way, if you're not reading about the Father's business and abiding, and we always talk about abiding, you need to begin to abide with the Lord. Now you need to hear from God. Yeah. You need to hear from God yourself. I mean, you need to hear from God yourself, because you may not be able to have somebody in your ear every 5 minutes the way you do today, somebody in your face. I mean, God loves you individually. He's into you, and he wants to commune with you, and it's called abiding. And we have a simple plan for you if you don't know how to do that. Everybody wants to do it, really. They just don't know how to do it. You need a simple plan. We have it at iabide.org, iabide.org. You can see this address here on your screen. Get it. Request your free plan. It'll be sent to you right off the bat. But this is the utmost thing that you need to do. You need to know this Jesus in whom you profess to follow, because how can you follow him if you don't hear him? Right. And if you don't spend any time with him, how are you going to know what he's saying? Because you're not there listening to him. So I'm telling you, even children are hearing God when you just begin. He's designed all this to be able to spend time with you. And we're telling you that because former head of the CIA, he's a director, former head CIA director, Michael Morrell, is saying that this Independence Week and this 4th of July, that we're going to have it for you in just a moment, but he's saying, listen, prepare yourself. But this whole thing has been just building and building and building and building. And the mercies of God, because, you know, God could just take it away, but it's just like this prophetic warning, and God specifically showed me, and we've talked about it. You know, God is speaking. The question is, are we listening? He says, well, the watchmen, when they see the storm coming, then you have to warn people. And if you don't warn them, I think it's Ezekiel 17, he said, their blood will be on your hand. But if you warn them and they repent and come back to God, that's the whole purpose. He'll stop the storm. But if you warn them and they don't repent, now you're only at that point are you free from the guilt of their blood for the consequences that's going on. And so we've been nonstop.
The storm is brewing. It's happening. And we've been on the wall, and many have been on the wall. But this is that. And so you can get into a place where you get comfortable. Don't get comfortable. Don't get sleepy. But be prepared. That's why the warning is, so that we can prepare ourselves.
Go to easy12.org. You can see it on your screen. easy12.org. God does speak. Listen, I want you to see this. This is Homeland Security video telling you and us, and they knew this day was coming because they've been working towards this day, because this video was produced sometime back in Houston, but they prepared because they knew that this was going to be coming to our shores. It's just the rules for radicals, the Saul Alinsky model. You got to have a militant force to get people to cry out enough where they finally say, I give up my freedoms, I give up my right, control me. Watch this.
It may feel like just another day at the office, but occasionally, life feels more like an action movie than reality. The authorities are working hard to protect you and to protect our public spaces. Sometimes bad people do bad things. Their motivations are different. The warning signs may vary, but the devastating effects are the same. And unfortunately, you need to be prepared for the worst. If you were ever to find yourself in the middle of an active shooter event, your survival may depend on whether or not you have a plan. The plan doesn't have to be complicated. There are three things you could do that make a difference. Run, hide, fight. First and foremost, if you can get out, do. Always try and escape or evacuate, even when others insist on staying. Encourage others to leave with you, but don't let them slow you down with indecision. Remember what's important, you, not your stuff. Leave your belongings behind and try to find a way to get out safely. Trying to get yourself out of harm's way needs to be your number one priority. Once you are out of the line of fire, try to prevent others from walking into the danger zone and call 911.
Yes, sir.
If you can't get out safely, you need to find a place to hide. Act quickly and quietly. Try to secure your hiding place the best you can. Turn out lights, and if possible, remember to lock doors. Silence your ringer and vibration mode on your cell phone. And if you can't find a safe room or closet, try to conceal yourself behind large objects that may protect you. Do your best to remain quiet and calm. As a last resort, if your life is at risk, whether you are alone or working together as a group, fight. Act with aggression. Improvise weapons. Disarm him. And commit to taking the shooter down, no matter what. Try to be aware of your environment. Always have an exit plan. Know that in an incident like this, victims are generally chosen randomly. The event is unpredictable and may evolve quickly. The first responders on the scene are not there to evacuate or tend to the injured. They are well trained and are there to stop the shooter. Your actions can make a difference for your safety and survival. Be aware and be prepared. And if you find yourself facing an active shooter, there are three key things you need to remember to survive. Run, hide, fight.
Isn't it amazing? They knew this day was coming. You know, we could have strengthened our forces. We could have cried out to God. We could have repented. We could have said, Lord, forgive us for the sin. But we just went further into darkness. We went totally against the laws of God on the heart of men. And here we are at this place today. They knew this day was coming. And that was three years ago they made this, I believe, in Houston when these things were being Homeland Security. And but we have to be prepared because this is it.
This is a reality that we live in. Welcome to today.
This is not a game. And we get back. I want you to hear and I want you to be prepared for what the former CIA director, Michael Morrell, is talking about more than ever before that this Independence Day, this 4th of July, is a day that we got to watch out for something potentially could be happening in America. Former director of CIA Michael Morell is warning us that this 4th of July, this Independence Day, the day that we declared our independence from the king, which we've talked about that over and over again in original intent, that we have to be on the high alert. I really believe it's not time for us to wave our flag and have national pride. It's time for us to wave sackcloth and ashes. It's time for us to cry out to God, the appeal to heaven flags, and just cry out to God and say, God, you know, we would like to stay the nation that we are, but we know we can only do it if you touch us, if you restore us. And it takes us crying out. Listen to this warning, and I want you to be prepared. That's why we are telling you today. This is real. Be prepared. Listen to former CIA Director Michael Morell's warning on CBS.
This morning, federal agencies are warning of possible terrorist attacks on the upcoming holiday weekend. The FBI and Department of Homeland Security are urging local law enforcement to step up security and be vigilant during 4th of July celebrations.
CBS News senior security contributor Michael Morell is with us. He is a former CIA deputy director. Michael, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
How serious is this warning and how serious is this threat?
So these kind of warnings go out routinely, but there's nothing routine about this particular one to me. This one really resonates with me for two reasons. One is there's been about 50 people in the last 12 months who've been arrested in the United States for being radicalized by ISIS, wanting to go fight there or wanting to conduct an attack here. So there's a lot of people out there who are seeing themselves as aligned with ISIS, number one. And then number two, you have this ISIS call to arms during Ramadan. We are right in the middle of Ramadan. Call to arms, conduct attacks against our enemies. So I'm worried about this one.
What does this mean for Americans on 4th of July?
I don't want to tell Americans what to do or what not to do. But, Nora, I wouldn't be surprised if we're sitting here a week from today talking about an attack over the weekend in the United States. That's how serious this is.
How difficult is it to catch the homegrown terrorists? You mentioned that there have been several arrests.
It's very difficult because they're being radicalized in their bedrooms, in their basements, right? They're communicating with ISIS.
On the internet, Mike?
On the internet. ISIS is telling them, don't tell anybody about our conversations. It's very difficult to see them until they take action to do something, right? Buy tickets to Iraq or Syria, buy weapons, buy explosives, right? That's where you catch these guys.
From David Cameron and others, you're beginning to see world leaders, it seems to me, taking a new concern about this. It's risen to a new level of concern.
It's what happens when there's three attacks in one day, right? Yeah. And what's interesting about the three attacks we saw, one in Kuwait, one in Tunisia, and one in France, is they represent the different ways that ISIS is threatening us. So in Kuwait, I think what we're going to find is that ISIS actually sent this guy from Iraq and Syria to conduct this attack, right? That's one threat they pose, sending people at us. In Tunisia, what I think we're going to learn is that this guy was part of a group that has now aligned itself with ISIS. That's another way they threaten us. And then in France, it's just self-radicalization, right?
So what do concerned nations do, and how much can they coordinate in this?
So I think my own view is it's time to pick up the pace against ISIS, right? Because I think a big part of their sales pitch is how successful we are, right? They've got the momentum. It's time to take the momentum away from them, and I think we'll reduce the radicalization.
Make it less romantic.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Michael Morell.
Welcome.
So there it is. I mean, think about it. Here we are. This is that moment we've been prophesying about and talking about. We need to prepare. What is one way to prepare? The Word of God says that a prudent man sees danger and prepares for it. A fool keeps going and suffers for it. You need to prepare. We have available for you, free, it's yours, for a gift of signing up for the VFN Torch, the newsletter we have going out every week to keep you informed. How do you get it? You go to VFNTV.com, upper right-hand corner. It says, you know, subscribe to the Torch. Click on the Torch or on the front page. Put in your email, and immediately we'll send you this talk about prudent preparation. You need to begin to think outside the box, because right now every wall of the American box has been blown out. We're not in the box anymore. There's not any mooring lines holding us in a place. The only thing that will hold us in a place and keep us together is God. And he can do it. but we have to turn to him. We have to prepare and understand most probably won't be prepared. And so they'll be looking for those who are prepared. And so you need to think about that as well. It's like, how can I prepare for others as well? It's not time for us to be angry. It's not time for us to be pointing fingers. It's not time for us to be political. It's time for us to cry out to God, who is over every king, over every government, over every man, and he will respond. If you take the water on a river and just stick your hand in the river and just kind of turn it this way or turn it that way, it's just so simple. You know what? God says, that's exactly what I do to kings' hearts. I can change their heart overnight. The question is, do you believe it's the king or do you believe it's my hand? Do you believe it's the president or some political party or whoever you're blaming? Or do you say, this is God getting my attention because he can change that man or woman's heart like a water course? That's what he says. You know, so you need to prepare and you need to pray. And you say, you know, God, I want to build my relationship with you. I want to turn back to you. I want to be an example. I want to be about the Father's business. I'm ready to stop playing church, and I'm ready to be the church. I'm ready to do exactly what you said. I'm going to quit applying your word to other people, and I'm going to begin to apply your word to my heart. I'm going to begin to meditate and abide with you. There's not going to be some sound, sane, secular voice. It's going to be those that the Lord has raised up for this day that's been saying it, and you can go back and look what's so good about anybody that's moving prophetically. You can go back and look at what they said. You can go back and watch videos, listen to audios, read posts, and go back and say, "What? My goodness, you know, God doesn't do anything unless he reveals it through his prophets first." And prophets are nothing but people that just are hearing what God is saying and they're sharing it. And that's their obligation, is to share it. But then you start understanding God's speaking. He's letting us know what's going on. I mean, Jonah was like, "I don't care about Nineveh. I want Nineveh to be destroyed." And God's going, "You don't understand, Jonah. This ain't about you. I love the people in Nineveh. I want them to repent. You tell them I love them. I got a plan for their life. And if they repent, I'll forgive them." And he was a reluctant evangelist who went to a town called Nineveh, which is Mosul today, by the way. And he told them, and guess what? They repented, and the storm that was intended for Nineveh stopped. It was actually overdue. The storm was overdue. It was overdue. And God extended it and put it on pause till everybody got the truth spoken to them. And guess what? They fasted. They prayed. They even muzzled out the ox. Even the cows they couldn't even eat. God saw it. And he stopped the storm for Nineveh. Think about today. That's all we have to do. We can stop this storm by doing the same thing. Hear what God's saying. Hear what all the Jonas are saying. And say, "Lord, I hear your voice. I turn back to you. Forgive me for my sins. I want you to be the Lord of my life. I'm ready to throw religion out the door, and I just want you. You and you only, Jesus. I want you." We did that. You can go to meetmyfather.org. You can see it on your screen here, meetmyfather.org. And we shared our testimonies right there. You got to meet our Father through his Son and our Lord, Jesus Christ. I want to pray for you right now. I want to pray for you. And John, will you join? I just want to pray, yes. You know, because this is pretty tremendous program, you know, with things going on. But I don't want you to know that God's in control.
Mm-hmm.
He loves you. Is he getting our attention? Yes. But let's just turn to him at a moment like this, because he is in complete control. Father God, I thank you for your voice. I thank you that you're letting us know and that you have warned us,
yes,
because Lord, you want these things not to happen, that you don't want anyone to perish. You don't want anyone to pass outside of knowing you, Father God. And you want us to turn back to you. I pray for those that are listening and watching, God, and I just speak preparedness over them. I say no fear, because you don't give us a spirit of fear, but you've given them a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. Lord, I thank you for order. I thank you for making prudent steps of preparation, Father God, for those that are even coming and getting that conversation, that message to hear. I need to prepare. And those that are making conscious decisions, Lord, just encourage them. Bless them, Father God. Protect them. Put your angels about them, Father God. I pray, Lord, that you would give them a heart and a mind of seriousness when it comes to you, Father God, and that they too would begin to warn all they can in a loving way that God loves you. Some terrible times are coming. If you prepare and cry out to God, maybe he might stop them. But either way, be prepared. I speak preparedness over you in Jesus' name. God bless. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.